Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and welcome to Star Psychics Blog Talk Radio. That's stars with a Z because we're special. I'm Starscast and I will be your host for tonight, taking your calls and setting up the reading queue for the second half of our program. This evening we will have another great topic, so please relax and enjoy. After our topic discussion, we will be ready to take your one question mini reading live on the air or in the chat room. For now, on with the show. Well, hi, everyone. This is Starscast, also known as Natalie, and I'm here every week, every Monday from 7 to 8 p.m. With my Stars readers on the air and in the chat room. I'd like to welcome everybody tonight. Another great topic. I'm always excited every week because these topics are just so awesome. I mean, I don't get to listen to all of it, but as much as I can, I do. Tonight it's finding your spiritual purpose, otherwise known as your true path. So tonight I have Stars Maya, Stars Dragon Spirit, and Stars James. And so Stars Maya, if you are ready, you can go ahead and start the lead, and I will get to all the callers.
Okay, thank you so much, Miss Natalie. This is Stars Maya, and first of all, welcome everyone. If you're a first-time listener, we're so very glad to have you and hope that you find our topic interesting and that we can enhance your spirituality and perhaps give you some insight, guidance, or tools to use on your journey. And if you have listened before, you've been with us before, we're just as glad to have you back and wish the same thing. And just to acknowledge the chat room that runs simultaneously and thanking the experts that work so very hard to keep the chat room going, and also the visitors and the people that visit. And I believe they can actually listen, go back and forth, but I'm not sure about that. So just to kind of start things off, I love this topic too, our spiritual path and purpose. And again, I'm going to say that what you're going to get is our views based on our education, our spiritual beliefs. And by spiritual, I do not mean religious, just to be very clear about that. And what we've learned by working in this field. So I always say this because I believe it's so important, is that one thing that is one of the most amazing and beautiful things about spirituality is there's just really no right or wrong. There's just so many, you know, vibrations, so many ways to resonate with a topic or a subject, so many ways to learn, to grow. And I know myself personally, I grow every day. Every time I have a session, I feel like I've learned something. So it's just such a great thing where it's not like math where 2 + 2 has to equal 4. In spirituality, 2 + 2 can sometimes be 5, and I love that. So to start things off, my guides have shared with me, again, this is just personally what my guides have shared, is this is a very important year in terms of bringing us to a collective point of moving us towards finding our spiritual path and purpose. So when I define that, when I say our spiritual path or purpose, I'm going to start by defining it as our connection to our truer self or our higher self, and also our connection to the universe, which includes other people and being just connected to that energy, that awareness. It doesn't necessarily mean that you have to be very, very political or you have to be an activist or a pacifist. It just means that it's a spiritual connection that you feel. It's an awareness that is above, let's say, a materialistic drive or an ambition drive. It's something deeper and stronger that connects us with ourselves first and then, or maybe not first, but with others. And it's that uniqueness that we're each created as individuals, and we're all unique, and we are all seeking to find that place, carve out that little path in life and that purpose that we are put on the earth for. And I don't feel that we necessarily maybe each have this great, you know, this one's going to be an author and she's a singer and he's going to be the best trumpet player. But perhaps we could look at it, again, my view is that we have a true path that we're going to follow, but our purpose is many. And as we grow and learn and mature, have life experiences, we have the opportunity to have more than one purpose. So with that, since we have two females and one male, we'll break it up by turning it over now to Stars James.
Sounds good. This is Stars James. Now, that was really good. I like what you had to share. I'm going to kind of take a little bit of a different road or path here when it comes to spirituality, because I think it's one thing that is so misunderstood, because it is, I mean, religions often, you know, have a lot of spiritual value, but I think that a lot of people get really confused when it comes to spirituality, because it's, you know, if you go to this particular church, spirituality represents, you know, doctrines and creeds and all of, you know, all of these things. And I'm going to give my personal perspective on spirituality. I'm not the only one that has it, but this is kind of where I land. And this is not from my, I have a master's degree in divinity, and this is not from that training. This is something that I've come to in my own path and working with other people. I believe that the spiritual path is about our soul's evolution. I do not think that, I mean, religion can oftentimes bring that forward and allow us to grow and mature in that, but I don't think it's necessarily religious. And that when it comes to spirituality, I always tell my clients, when I use the word spirituality, I'm not talking about religious or religious practice. I am talking about your fundamental understanding of yourself, your soul, and how what's going on inside of you is influencing and creating the world around you, and also of the universe or God or the divine, whatever label you put on the thing that is greater than you. And it's kind of a balance between those two, and we're all on an evolutionary path that goes beyond the physical to non-physical, and that is much deeper. So I would refer to it more as the soul's path of evolution, and that's what spirituality means. And there's definitely a slew of practices, religious and non-religious practices, that can expedite our process in getting, you know, kind of getting on a path that's more conducive to bringing us to a place of evolution. But that's kind of, you know, when I looked at the topic, that's kind of one of the biggest things that I wanted to share, because I really think there's a lot of information out there that's more on the religious side and what to do, but nobody knows why. You know, why do we meditate? Why do we pray? Why do we do the sacraments? All of those things point to one thing, and that's really a spiritual path. And I think that also goes with what you were saying, is, you know, there's not one particular path. And I totally agree with that. There are whatever evolutionary path you're on, that's the path that you're on, and it is spiritual, because you're a spiritual being and you just happen to be in a physical body having a physical experience. But ultimately, your highest self and your highest, you know, the highest aspiration is actually much greater than just what we experience in the physical. That doesn't undermine the physical. The physical is wonderful, and it's important, and it is spiritual in itself as well. So I think with that, I'll pass and then listen to what everybody else has to say.
Okay, this is Stars Dragon Spirit. First, I'd like to thank everybody for coming. And again, it's going to be repetitive. I think one little underlying theme here. My own personal experiences and my knowledge and everything is what I work off of. I myself am an ordained minister, but it is not in an organized religion. There's a big difference. We're looking for spiritual purpose here and not necessarily the religious one. What does tie everything together, the common thread, is that everybody believes in something bigger than just themselves, and that's the line that crosses religion and spirituality. I believe in the same thing, Stars James, in regards to, I believe that we're here for the soul's evolution. The physical end of it, the experiences, the things that you go through, assists your soul in its evolution. If anybody knows of numerology or has ever touched on numerology, you always have a soul path number, and then you have a life path number. There's a lot of different avenues and a lot of different purposes out there for people to wake up to experience, to grow into, to grow out of. But I very, very much believe in that. the last few weeks in our Star Psychic online blog. For the last 2 weeks, I wasn't sure why, and it just now hit me while we're sitting here talking about this topic. I'm always guided to the different crystals and stones that I put in the blog. And for the last 2 weeks, it has been crystals and stones that assist people in finding out their life path or life purpose. And it also refers to them connecting to the source. And this is all the crystals and stones that I have been putting in on the online blog. Yes, this year is a lot of shifts. A lot of things are going to be happening for people. A lot more are waking up. A lot more are becoming more centered and finding what, you know, we call, quote, unquote, purpose. A lot of people are drawn to things, and they go through something that's repetitive. And it's not necessarily a negative thing. You're just going through it repetitively. And if you pay attention and really start connecting the dots, I truly believe that people's gifts, people's purpose, and those things, they present themselves. You're drawn to it. It is something that you're going to excel in. And again, that assists the soul in its evolution. Intuition comes into play. Because if somebody's going through something repetitive, if somebody's going and being drawn to something, their intuition guiding them to this. And I think a lot of people want to separate things at sometimes, but yet it's still part of the collective. A lot of people, and we were discussing this earlier, that you know, they come to you, clients come to you, or your friends come to you, and they say, I'm not sure. I have an inkling, and I kind of have an idea of what my purpose is or what I'm drawn to do, but they really aren't sure unless they have somebody else to say, yes, I see this in you. That is just part of human nature. Doesn't matter how big your self-confidence is, your self-esteem, or anything else. It has nothing to do with that because we're all connected to each other, and we all group together instead of going out singularly. So, you know, we're always looking to somebody else and say, what do you think it is? What do you see that I'm supposed to be doing? And I always tell everyone, number one, there's not something you're supposed to be doing. If you're drawn to something, if something keeps happening repetitively in your life and you really watch and see the different steps you've gone through, I believe that your life's purpose is going to reveal itself to you. And I believe every single soul that incarnates has a purpose, has something it wants to experience, has some level of evolution that it wants to reach. So again, that's why we reach out to each other. It shows up very much so in people's energy signatures. And Stars James, as you said, sensitive, empath. Everything can be sensed before it's seen physically with the eye. It's a matter if you're in tune to it or if you're not in tune to it. But like Stars Maya had said, I agree because there's major things going on this year, as we discussed, and I truly believe that there will be more people than ever really finding their life's purpose, their true path. And once a person gets on that, there's no stopping them. It just keeps going and going and going. The flow never becomes interrupted unless that soul decides to stop it. And Stars Maya, I'll go ahead and give it back to you now.
Okay, great, great. This is Stars Maya, and wow, that's a lot of information. And it sounds like we're all kind of in sync with spirituality is different from religion. Now, my feeling is that religion can often enhance, it can be a path to a higher spiritual place, but spirituality, and that's true, a lot of people often intermingle, and they're actually two separate things. So one thing that I'd like to talk about is how do you know what your purpose is, or how do you find your true path? And I think Stars James had a really good point to when he reminded us that we're spiritual beings, but we are living we have a physical body, so we are limited to a point. There are limitations. There are some boundaries. So we can't always, we do have to pay the bills. So it would be nice if we could all just say, you know, I'm free to pursue whatever, but if we have a family or we have a mortgage, we are tied to that physical world, and so we do have to be realistic. So if you're looking at and you're considering and you're thinking, okay, what is my purpose or what is my path, usually that issue will come up when we are not following our path. Generally, I feel if we are following the path that we're supposed to be on, we may have some bumps in the road, but we're generally going to feel pretty peaceful, and we're going to feel harmony not just within but with most of our relationships as well and with our life. So what I suggest to people is if they're in a state of anxiety or conflict, that would tell me, and if that's you, if you're listening and you're finding yourself, you know, I just don't feel right, nothing gets me excited, nothing really is moving the me, then you veered off your path for, could be a variety of reasons. It might take some in-depth work to figure out what that is. But an example I would like to give is, for example, let's say that you're a creative person. You love to paint, but you are strapped financially, so you have to work this executive or this factory job or whatever it may be, and that's not really your purpose or your path. Sometimes we can even change the way we look at it. But your purpose and path is to help your family or take care of yourself or your mother or your father or whoever you're helping. So you can look at it that way, that it is a step towards your path by taking care of the physical needs that we do have as human beings. But also, keep those dreams alive, because I often feel that some of our dreams and aspirations are really our true self and our spiritual path. And again, because we are somewhat limited and because we live in a pretty harsh world, if you think about it, especially in the last 5 years, there's been a lot of harsh realities in the USA and in other countries, and they've forced us as, you know, humankind to face some pretty strong roadblocks. I would really encourage you, if you're a painter, if you're a writer, if you're an author, even if you can't, you know, the old saying, don't quit your day job, even if you can't do that, express yourself. Whenever we express ourselves, whether for you that is painting or sculpting, or if it's music, for some people it's volunteering one day a week at a children's shelter or at a retirement center or feeding the hungry, all those different things are spiritually related, because they're doing for others and they're helping. And whenever we do for others, we become, our vibration increases, and that is, it's like a boomerang. So what we give comes back to us and helps us to sort through. Conflict and anxiety is usually a sign that we're not following our true self and our true path and our spiritual purpose. And ultimately, could be said that, again, this is my feeling, that our you know, we talked about the umbrella. I think Stars James is the one that came up, and I just really loved that analogy. I thought that was so brilliant. And that's another term that I would use with this, is that the overall purpose is being happy and finding that intrinsic satisfaction, that connection to nature, to mankind, to other people, a sense of caring about other people, and not just, you know, being robotic in our day-to-day lives. So whatever you need to do, what even if it's just a small piece, and dreams, you know, yes, we can go a little far with our dreams, you know. We might, you know, be unrealistic, but generally speaking, I feel that our dreams are our aspirations, which contain our hope and faith, which define, me, a great deal of what spirituality is all about. So be sure that you're taking the time and you're connecting yourself in whatever way feels right to you. And if it feels right and if it feels good and it's causing no harm to others, then that is part of being on your path. And once we get started and we start moving forward, even if all of our friends say, oh, you're crazy for doing that, or our parents or our partners don't necessarily understand our need or our drive to do something, We don't need that validation, which is another thing. Humans, I feel, have gotten weak in that area where they seek validation from others. And sometimes validation has to come from self, because back to self and then back to creation, God, mankind, nature, to me, it's all an interconnected vibration, and it brings us to a higher and higher level. And once you become started on that, and instead of just setting that dream aside and saying, well, it's just a dream and it's never going to happen and I'm never going to get there and I'm never going to be able to do that, if you take baby steps and you do one thing a week or one thing a day, however you can manage it towards that yearning that you may have, that desire, that aspiration, your spirituality will pick up that, soak it up like a sponge right away and enhance you so that you become more proficient at being able to be in touch with your spiritual self, which to me, when we become one, and I define the ego as our external self. I don't, when I say ego, when I'm talking about spirituality, I don't mean ego as in pride. I mean ego as in the external way that we deal with ourselves and others. So when that comes full circle and that meshes together, that's when we find that balance and that beautiful state of grace where we find the truest and purest form of happiness, and therefore that's what we give to others and is attracted again back to us. So with that, on to Stars James.
Whew. Okay. Thank you. Thank
quiet,
you for
Stars
sharing.
Maya.
Thank you for sharing. I'm sorry. I'm trying to process what was just said, as well as figure out the way that I'm going to say what I was going to say. Okay. All right. I think I've got it. Okay. So when it comes to creativity and all of, I love what you said about that, because one thing that I have seen is that when we can get, you know, when we can express ourselves, whatever way that is, it definitely has a tremendous amount of value in opening us up to higher spiritual realities. That's just, you know, it changes the way that we function in terms of the way the parts of our brain that are activated. So it definitely allows us to refocus and to bring us to a higher level. I liked that a lot. And I liked what you said about helping others as well, because there is this universal principle in spirituality that seems to be, I mean, in every religion, but it's definitely a spiritual principle, and it's called reciprocity or karma, where what you give out really does come back to you, and it usually comes back more. So, you know, if you give out a lot of love, then you usually get a lot of love back. And it doesn't even really take a lot, just taking the steps and being courageous. And that's another thing that you said, courage. And being able to step forward and being able to really not care what other people are thinking about, you know, in terms of what you're doing. And it's not that you go and do, you know, silly, crazy things that are going to harm you or others. It's about living from your source and living from the center in your heart. I think that that's so important. Now, all of that being said, I want to talk a little bit about just really quickly, I would like to touch on, I can't remember the term you use, but it's what I call resistance. And I think that resistance is definitely a part of our spiritual path, because it brings us to a higher place of evolutionary reality. Conflicts, that's what you're referring to. I believe, and I think that, you know, I think that oftentimes what people are going through when they're experiencing a tremendous amount of anxiety and that is they have not yet reached a place of critical mass where they have enough of that to change the vibration. I don't necessarily, you know, I think that if they do spiritual practices, like let's say paint and or meditate or whatever their spiritual practice that gets them to the right place, that definitely changes the vibration and gets them out of that. But I truly believe that all evolution happens through resistance. If you think of a bodybuilder picks up muscles, and to evolve their muscles, they bring in resistance, and they're constantly, you know, training those muscles to get bigger and bigger. Or if you even think of natural evolution happens because there is some sort of resistance or conflict in an animal situation or a species situation that they have to overcome, and it's through that resistance that even the natural evolution happens. So I actually believe that things like crises, or I'm not saying that they're good, but they are a part of our spiritual development, because they really do change the vibration when that cup is full, I guess. That's the picture that I always have with it, is, you know, once that critical mass happens, then the vibration changes. And, that's critical mass. We could have a whole discussion about that, a whole topic about that. But so I do believe that is important. I think that it's a part of our spirituality. It's the shadow self. A lot of times it's the shadow self of our spirituality, and we talked about that a little bit in previous sessions. But I think that it is crucial for us, for our evolution, to have that, because if we didn't, we would just be stuck in the same. We would just coast. We wouldn't ever change or move. And some people have to reach that rock bottom. We talk about that a lot, and that is almost always a spiritual enlightenment point in people's lives. When they reach that rock bottom point, something shifts, and it just changes. And a lot of times when they hit that, the anxiety's gone and the fears are gone, and because they know that all they have is what they have. And there's a certain amount of peace with that, actually. I've experienced that a few times in my life, different scenarios. One was with the church that I was in that I ended up being asked to leave. There's definitely value in those moments in life where things are not good. And I'm not saying that, we live there, but I wanted to put that out there, because it is, the spiritual path does offer us peace, and it offers us abundance, and it offers us, all of those wonderful qualities. But then that gritty part is actually really important to the spiritual path. That in my tradition, the Christian tradition, is called the wilderness. And I think that's important to our spiritual growth. So with that, I'll pass to you guys. Just wanted to put that out there.
Okay. This is Stars Dragon Spirit. I would like to say that I believe everyone is always in a state of grace. When you incarnate, or when you come to experience things and so forth, your soul, your true being, doesn't change. It doesn't flip. It's always in a state of grace. And insofar as, like you said, Stars, James, I agree with 100%. Everybody, or a lot of people, when they look at ego or something, they look at it as something bad, which in all actuality, it's actually a tool. Because if you didn't have your ego pushing you or driving you to do something, you would get stuck. You'd be a neutral. You wouldn't do anything. There would be no evolution. There'd be no growing, shifting, so forth and so on. All those things, the conflicts, the anxiety, the resistance, the validating, the qualifying, the courage, all of that is different parts of the ego. And again, without that, you wouldn't have a tool to push you, so to speak. I also believe that when people go into a state of service and helping others, you're helping yourself as well. And it also resonates to a higher vibration. So when you're doing what you truly feel in your heart to do, whether it's for yourself or whether it's for another human being, it's going to raise your vibration. It's going to instill some type of a shift within you. Back to the original thing, yes, I believe everyone has a spiritual purpose. And I believe that people do find their true path, whether anybody else understands it or not. My entire life, people always thought I was crazy for living the way I do, for believing in what I do, and so forth and so on. But now a lot of those people have flipped, and they came into a different realm of thinking, a different realm of being. And during their process of learning and growing through all of this, they have found their spiritual purpose. They have found their path. They know what makes them happy. And even though you evolve and you get to that higher state of being and you grow out of one stage, well, you're going to keep going through these different stages and you're going to keep evolving. You're going to keep growing and learning and changing. That's just the matter of energy. Energy never stops. Energy is constant. So, again, I believe everyone does have a spiritual purpose. I believe everyone, at some point in time, within their lifetime, they do find their spiritual purpose. They feel it. They sense it. And it doesn't matter if they find out when they're 4 years old or in their teens or in their 60s. If they wake up and they're happy with it and the energy flows and the universe provides for them what they need in the physical, so forth and so on, then more power to them. It's not my job to tell them, no, that's not your purpose. I believe people have gifts. People do have talents and things that they incarnate with. And I do believe that those are things that they can develop and grow and become an adept at. But again, I really think people, if they get pushed outside of the box, they're going to find their purpose. They're going to find in their true soul, in their heart of hearts, what it is that makes them happy, what it is they came here to do, what it is that they want to experience. And I don't think anybody in any given instant can take that away from someone. People always, you know, give labels to everybody and say, oh, that's a dreamer and that's a person, you know, that's just totally out there and everything. I believe everybody has their own level that they are at and that they do know what it is that they need to do. And as you said, Star James, that, yeah, the resistance. Because I'll use myself as an example. Through some lessons that I went through, I kept going through them. It finally took a 2x4 upside my head before I woke up to it, but I eventually woke up to it. And I grew from it and shifted and so forth. So I think resistance in a way is good because if you don't have that, you're not going to get pushed. And for a lot of reasons, a lot of people become very complacent. And when somebody becomes complacent, well, there's no room to grow. So, and I believe it's opening your heart and staying open to things that come and stay open to different things that you might experience because you'll never know unless you try if that's really what you wanted to do when you came here. So I believe that's each individual has their own thing. But I said, too, I believe a common thread runs through every living creation and everything, whether it's religion, spirituality, different race, colors, creeds, so forth and so on. I just believe that there's a common thread that runs through everyone. And when you tune into that frequency, that's when you end up opening your eyes. That's when you start sensing. And that's when you realize what it is that you really wanted to do. So that's all I have to say for right now, Stars Maya.
Okay. Yeah, and I do agree. It may have sounded, I may not have worded myself well, but you used the word that I was going to use, complacency. And I agree with you both that being complacent does not help us to grow in any way, and certainly not spiritually. So our obstacles, our trials, our tribulations, those would be the words that I would use. I do feel that those are the catalyst many times for enlightenment and for spiritual growth. And I do feel that they're important to our lives and important to our spiritual growth and lessons. What I was referring to more is people that are trapped in, and instead of trapped in complacency, which is not good either because there's nowhere to grow or you're not growing, is when you're trapped in that conflict, in that chaos, which sometimes, you know, we may disagree on this. I feel sometimes chaos can be good because it stirs us to move, to change, to reevaluate, which anytime we do that, as Stars, Dragon, Spirit said, energy is everywhere. So our energy becomes shifted, and hopefully it's shifted to a more positive state, a higher vibration, a better way of doing things. When we are caught for too long in a situation or within ourselves in a chaotic situation or in, if you want to look at it as an obstacle, or, you know, I would call it a continuum of stress and anxiety, I feel that there's that line where it can push us to move and grow, but it can also be a signal for us that something that we need to change. We need to stop that cycle, and it could be external issues that are keeping us. It could be fear. It could be past experiences. It could be many things that are keeping us in that state that is not allowing us to take that leap of faith, if you will, to move forward, to, you know, move on and reach that spiritual path and find that purpose or that path that feels good to us. And I feel that our society is one, you know, if you look at the commercials and the media, everything is so, what word do I want to use? I mean, it's almost like I feel that we are sometimes programmed to be so conscious of what everyone else thinks and to follow the crowd, you know, to drink this kind of soda and we're going to do this, or wear this makeup and we're going to look like this. So it's a kind of a program type society, and we sometimes need a reminder to break away from that and to follow our true self and path. And to do that, I believe that we have to have faith in something, and most especially in ourselves, because at the end of the day, if you believe in God, a Christian God, if you believe in Goddess, if you believe in whatever it is that you believe in, you have to have a strong belief in self. And to me, that creation, because I believe that spiritually our self is connected to everyone else. We're all, it's just a big circle with cords is how I see it. We all have these cords going to each other and even going to every living being. And to me, everything is alive. So I feel it has to start somewhere within, and so we have to take that step. And yes, those trials and tribulations are oftentimes definitely an important part of our life, absolutely. And I do feel that they are oftentimes the catalyst. One of you mentioned hitting rock bottom. Sometimes that is what it takes for that enlightenment to come. For some people, they learn quickly the first time. Other people, we're all unique individuals, but what hopefully we can get out of this is that there is a purpose. We all are unique, but yet we're all connected, and we all have a purpose, if not more than one, and we all have a path to follow, that there is balance and there is happiness. And you mentioned Stars, Dragon, Spirit, which I thought was important, that it doesn't matter if you find that when you're 4, 40, or 80, because humans, we're so connected to the clock. But when we find that true purpose, just like when we find love or anything else that is just a good fit, time just suddenly, it stops. The past really no longer matters once we reach that certain level. It kind of melts away because all we have then is the present, and we have the future to move forward. So time is not as important, I don't feel, as humans as we tend to make it. And, of course, we live in a time clock society, so it's very hard not to have the effect of that. With that, let's check with Natalie and see where we're at with callers.
Okay, well, you can wrap up your final statements. I do have callers, and I have some that are just listening tonight, which is great. So go ahead, Stars Maya, just kind of lead the way, or you can send it over to James if you like to do his final comments. That would be great, however you want to do it.
Okay, well, go ahead, Stars James, and give us your final thoughts.
Okay. Yeah, I loved what everyone had to say, and I wasn't saying that, you know, you were wrong at all. I mean, I totally agreed with almost everything that you said, and I think that probably we have the same viewpoint, and we just have a different way of communicating it. And I think that's what I like about having three different perspectives on the phone, is because we can you know, we can say the exact same thing in three different ways, and somebody could be listening in and saying, I don't really like what, you know, James had to say or Stars Maya had to say, but man, that dragon spirit, she's just on the ball today, you know, and I think that that's what's good about us having different ways of communicating and a little bit of different perspective is because essentially I think when you get right down to it, we really do have very similar viewpoints on it. So I wanted to say that. And I also wanted to say that when it comes to, at least for me, when it comes to, you know, conflicts and anxieties and kind of being stuck, when I look at someone who is just consistently stuck and I know that there's nothing I can do to help them, the perspective that I have, because I really trust spirit or trust God in you know, the whole spiritual side of it, is that they just really haven't. They haven't had enough of what is going to change them. They haven't had enough of, and I can do things and I can say things, and, you know, I mean, I used to, years ago, get really, really caught up in, you know, trying to help people shift their vibration, and I can do the best that I can do, but ultimately, at the end of the day, it really is, you know, on them and not on me. But that doesn't mean that they're not on a spiritual path. I did have one question for both of you real quick. Do you believe that it is important to be on a spiritual path to acknowledge a spiritual path? I don't know if I articulated that right. Do you think it's important, like it's a step for the spiritual path to acknowledge it, or is everyone just on a spiritual path with different expressions? I'm just curious.
Well, if you don't mind, I'll go ahead and go, Stars Maya. I truly, honestly believe that every single soul, every single creation is spiritual and has a purpose. And I think, how should I put it, whether it's an adept from Tibet or whether it is a farmer from the Midwest and them just doing what it is they have become knowledgeable to do, I believe that everyone is on their path. I believe that there are other people, there are others that wake up to it sooner or whenever they wake up to it, and they want to hone in on it. They want to bring it more into fruition, to manifest it bigger. But I do believe, you know, whether no matter who you are, no matter what you are, you're doing what you're being guided to do. It's just that some people wake up and say, I know this is what I'm supposed to be doing. And then there's other people who go through their everyday life doing what they're drawn to do, and they know that's what they're supposed to do. I don't think there's a label one way or the other. And I agree, you don't necessarily have to have someone validate it for you or anything else. But I do know when you're in those stages of growing and when you're aware of it, and so forth, that you do get drawn to other people who are doing the same, and there will be others who will say, yeah, this is what I see for you. This is what I know that you're guided to do. This is your energy signature. And being that I went ahead and answered that, I'll just finish off this little bit here. And like you said, Stars James, I too, when I was younger, I wanted to take everything and I see these things happening in people that they didn't know was happening, and I wanted to assist them. But it is up to the individual. If they see something and they keep staying in that rut and it just keeps happening over and over and they're not going to do anything to try to change it because nobody else can, then that's their choice. And I don't say that to be cold or anything. It's up to an individual to decide their walk. It is up to an individual if they're going to go for that purpose, go for that driving force that they have within them. And I agree with Stars Maya. For years I've taught people at large, and I don't mean this in a negative way, but society at large is programmed. You're programmed by this, you're programmed by that, you're programmed by the TV, you're programmed by the radio, you're programmed by other people and businesses and so forth and so on, because all they're doing is out there to try to get, not necessarily give. So I believe people do, you know, at some point, if you're consciously blocking your path, you want to reprogram some things. And I've seen that over and over in my life. And I do agree, we all say, have a basic foundation that we all say the same thing, but as you said, Stars James, you said it in a different way, and that's good because some people may not understand it when one of us describes it one way and then one of the other one will describe it, and they'll say, oh, the light bulb goes on. That's always a good thing. And no, time doesn't matter. And all I can say to people is just let go of what has to be and be open to what will be. Don't cut yourself off. Don't cut yourself short. Give yourself the opportunity. You know, there's only one way to fail, and that's to never try. So even if you don't like it, like when you're a kid, your mother wants you to eat liver, just try it. And you can always say, nope, I tried it, and it's not for me. And with that, that's all I have to say, and I'll give it back to you, Star Smile.
Okay, and I'm going to wrap it up, excuse me, by answering Stars James. My belief is, and my belief system doesn't mean that I don't accept or that I don't acknowledge there's other belief systems and that I validate those as being just as real and important as mine. But I am who I am in part because of my spiritual beliefs, which I can't express without saying that I do believe in the Christian God. So to answer your question, I feel from the moment, I would go so far as perhaps say even conception, but at least, let's say, from the moment of birth, we are spiritual beings, and therefore we are on a spiritual journey in a physical world. So regardless of whether we're pursuing that or we are aware of that, I believe that it is always there. It's a constant, even though we are not perhaps thinking, oh, I'm on a spiritual journey, I'm on a spiritual path. I believe that it's inherent within us. It's something that cannot be changed as far as that we are spiritual. And I feel that people who begin to acknowledge and to resonate and to work with their spiritual and to become aware that there is a spiritual side as opposed to just this external side, I feel that is, you know, like if you want to say one of the 12 steps when you're an addict, you have the 12 steps or whatever. That's the first most important step in enhancing and creating your purpose, working with and reaching that, you know, epiphany of what life is all about, our true purpose and our true path. But I absolutely do believe that we're all spiritual beings, whether we're aware of that or we accept that fact or not. So with that, I think we probably, unless you two have something else to say, we'll go ahead and move to callers.
This is Star James. I just have one really quick thing to say. Yeah, I just wanted to know because I was curious, because my perspective on it is that our souls are on a spiritual journey, and that doesn't necessarily mean that we and this is my personal viewpoint, but for me, it doesn't mean that we have to find spirituality in this lifetime, because that's not likely. I mean, people who don't, it's not likely that they're in their spiritual path, that they are quite there yet, that they are ready to, you know, go be a Christian or Muslim or, you know, or whatever. I mean, religion, I mean, I just turned it into religion, but, you know, that acknowledgement of the spiritual path, they may not be there yet, but that doesn't mean that they're not spiritually evolving and growing. So that's all I wanted to say about that, is that, you know, we're all, you know, kind of on, our souls are on a path, and it's not limited to this one lifetime, is my perspective on it. So I will go ahead. Let's take callers. Just wanted to interject that real quick.
Well, how wonderful. I've got callers, and that room is full. So the subject is totally awesome. Totally. You know, I was raised a Catholic, went to catechism and all that, but I think, and I'm just interjecting something, I think that gave me direction. That opened up my eyes to something that I wasn't even aware of, even though at times I didn't like going to catechism, but you can bet I learned, and it's probably helped me to get where I am today, and I'm sure all three of you would agree that. So without any more talking here, I guess I'm going to go to the first caller, Stars Maya. Her name is Stars Ayanna. Isn't that a pretty name? And I'm going to connect you with her right now. And also, for those who I've just called in, I will get to you. Please don't hang up. Okay, Stars Ayanna, I think I'm pronouncing that right. You have Stars Maya on the phone. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Hi, everyone. Good evening. Hi, Star Maya. I really enjoyed the show. I really enjoyed the topic. It's actually pretty much related to my question. I've been on a spiritual path journey for a nice while now. I'm in my 30s. I'm in my early 30s, and I've been on my path for at least 17 years or so. I've been doing a lot of things that I say is according to my path, working with children, and the school that I'm going to is very fulfilling spiritually, and I'm overall content. There's some things that I'm still looking to achieve, and I'm working on those things, and I would say that I'm a late bloomer in a lot of things. But my issue or my concern is that as I'm on this path, lately I've been having a large bouts of depression and darkness and feelings of hopelessness and things of that nature, which goes against my internal beliefs And yet I'm still finding myself sometimes overwhelmed. And I was just curious if there's any insight that you could give me into why this might, although I feel like for the most part I'm fulfilled.
Okay, stars Ayanna. Did I say that right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, the first thing that I would suggest to anyone that shares that is that be sure that you're fully checked out by a medical doctor, because there's a lot of medical conditions, and of course we're not doctors, we can't diagnose, but there are a lot of medical conditions that could be the cause of this. So I would ask that you make sure, first and foremost, that you rule out anything medical that could be causing this. So we'll set that aside for now, and I hope that you do take that advice just to be sure, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And we'll look at, let's rule that out for the moment. What I feel, what's being shown to me is that part of this is because you are moving forward, and you are right. You have been on a great journey, and you've actually achieved a lot, my guides are showing me. I see things in levels. That's just the way that I work. Symbolically, you might want to picture like a ladder or stairs, and you're very high up there. And oftentimes when we're high up there, the pressure of the darkness and the depression, ruling out anything medical and saying that it's just emotional or spiritual, it's because we also, as high as we are spiritually, we also see the other side, which is the dark side, hold on. Got a little interruption there. Not by me. Okay, so what the other side to that spiritual enhancement and following your path is, there is a bit of darkness, there is a bit of sadness, because we feel that pull. It's like if we visited paradise and then we had to come back to earth. Does that make sense?
Yeah,
we see the beauty, but yet at the same time, I feel the higher we are elevated spiritually, the more sensitive we become to the realities of the physical life. And what I talked about, which, our limitations, because there's only so much we can do. And I always say this, it's one of my favorite sayings, we have feet, not wings. And I feel that that's probably what you're going through. And it's fairly normal. Again, I really would urge you to make sure that there's nothing else going on, because there can be several medical conditions that could cause this. But my feeling is when those moments come, kind of embrace and accept those and look at those as being keeping you a little bit of humility and just reminding you, because I feel sometimes when we're on our spiritual journey, we can get a little bit lost in space, so to speak. And sometimes we need that to bring us down so that we find balance and we're grounded. And oftentimes the one thing that we don't want, if we fight it, it only makes it worse. If we embrace it and say, this is a part of me and I need this, because it is serving a purpose on my spiritual path, it often will start to fade away or become shorter or be something that you can accept as a part of you as opposed to seeing it as something that's threatening your growth. It is not threatening your growth. It is actually part of your experience, part of your spirituality. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome. God bless you, and thank you very much for your call.
Thank you.
Okay, that was really awesome. Now I have another caller here, and it looks like it's going to be Brittany. And anybody that is waiting to get connected with me, I will get to you. I don't have that many. We will get to all of you, so not to worry. Okay, the next one is going to be Brittany, and Stars Dragon Spirit, I'm going to give her to you. So let me connect you. Okay, Stars Brittany, you're live on the air with Stars Dragon Spirit. Go ahead and ask her your one question.
Okay, great. Thank you. I just was wondering if I was ready to, you know, do my soul's purpose, which is intuitive readings and tarot. I've been doing it, but I haven't really been embracing it full force. So I just wanted your insight.
Okay, Brittany, first thing that I've seen with you is, and bear with me when it comes to words. you're kind of still new with the tarot. It's kind of like you are interested in it, but you're not interested in it. It's not reaching out and grabbing you. It's a step, okay, for you to grow. There's a couple other things that I see for you that you have in you that's eventually going to bubble up. That's what I call it. Because when you start out on your path consciously, knowing that you're doing it instead of unconsciously, you know, you look at different things with the eyes and so forth and so on, and you get an inkling for them. But it may not be a real in-depth thing. I think you're going to be working with the cards. Okay, I see another deck that would probably be better for you. A big thing with tarot is I personally have 32 decks of cards, and that is because I'm drawn to cards, but they are very, very different one from the other. Imagery and symbols and things of that nature are very important, especially when you're doing tarot. How you interact with those cards is going to be very personal when you work with cards. So, again, I see you working with them, but the deck that you have, I don't feel the vibration is good for you. It's kind of like you're not connecting in totality with it. There is another deck. Matter of fact, they're telling me if you start looking tomorrow, within 1 week, you're going to find this deck. And this deck will end up opening more portals of energy within you. You'll identify with what your physical eyes are seeing, as well as your intuition. And
yeah,
you want to make
it. I'd like to eventually move off of the deck. I feel like it starts everything and it clicks, but sometimes I feel like it's a little bit of a crutch.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. You're, I don't want to say real new to your path, but fairly new, so to speak. So there's going to be other things, as I said, there's other things that I see in you and other things that are going to come. It's not going to be just cards. Cards is what you're getting your feet wet with. Cards will open up a different channel of energy within you, and then you'll be guided along. But again, I see a different deck of cards, and this different deck that I'm speaking of, as soon as you see it, you'll know it's the one that you need to be working with, and you'll identify with the symbology and so forth on the cards. As I said, there's a couple of other things waiting for you that's going to bubble up, and that's about all that they're showing me right now to let you know.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay. Thank you for
Thank you, Brittany, for coming, and be sure to go to starswithaz.psychics.com for a more in-depth reading. Have a great evening. Okay, I'm going to connect. We have Lisa here, Stars James. Let me connect you with her. Hi, Lisa. You're live on the air with Stars James. Go ahead and ask your question.
Well, under all the stress that I've been having, I'm a mental health independent living instructor, and I'm working a tough case. And I'm really worried about this family, especially the occupants of this one home. I finally realized I hadn't had a period yet, and I think I'm pregnant. So could you help me with this? Because I have had 3 false readings before and ended up with beautiful children.
Okay. I normally do not do pregnancies intentionally, just because I actually did sense a lot about your situation. I personally don't like doing that, because that is like that thin line between medical and but what I was sensing about your situation is that I do notice a change happening with over the course of the next 8 months, which is almost 9 months.
Okay.
I do see a very, very significant change happening related to your stress level and your job, almost like maybe your caseload is going to change or something. But I actually, even just as she was giving me your name, I actually saw that over the course of the next eight months, something very significant is going to happen with your job, and your stress level is going to change with that, and it could be related to pregnancy. But I personally don't feel comfortable. I mean, that's just my own personal thing. There may be other people on the line.
No,
okay.
I honor you for saying that, but I will ask you this. I am acting like Joan of Arc here for this case. Do you see the person who is controlling this home letting go and letting these individuals move on?
I do. I actually sensed a really good outcome with that case. I didn't want to focus on that, because I really don't think when I look at, normally I only look at the next 3 or 4 months when I'm looking at kind of the flow of a situation, and I sense that there would be a good outcome with that, but that is really not going to be your focus over this life cycle that you're in right now. What you're going through and what the changes that are happening are unrelated. I know that that's a big issue for you right now. I don't think it's going to be as long as you think it is, and I do sense that there's a good outcome for that. So, I just didn't think that was like the big thing. Watch for different opportunities or different, because I really think that there's a new opportunity coming related to your job. So,
well, I had 2 job people, friends of mine, last Friday. One works for a military veteran transit association or affiliation, and the other one is an allergy clinic. So I have been looking elsewhere.
The clinic actually, that kind of pinged with me, but definitely follow your instincts on both of them. But that did ping with me, and I really do think that's possibly the major change that's happening is, related to that. Absolutely.
So you sense a job change. You just don't know which one it's going to be.
I do, and I did get a, like, almost like when you said the clinic, I almost had that, like, surge of energy. So definitely pursue that, but I don't want you to limit yourself to just that. Does that make sense? Like, I don't want you to just go for that if there's a better option for you. It's just, I think that, and it could be a connection that maybe you have with that person that I was sensing. So I don't really want to just limit you to that, but definitely something is changing major with your job, and it's going to be a very good change for you, very positive change for you.
Okay.
And I would say, I don't want you to limit yourself, but I would say probably the clinic is really, even as I'm talking, I'm getting more and more, I usually see things, but this time I'm really feeling it in my body almost, and that's really what I'm sensing for you, is there's something good happening with that clinic, and good overall.
Okay.
I mean, I think that there's changes to your job that will kind of allow you to let go of that one case, but there's other things related to the job that you have now that are changing that are positive for you as well. It's not just that one issue.
Okay. All right.
All right.
Appreciate your help. Thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay, we've got our last caller, and this is going to be Mary. So, Stars Maya, I'm going to connect you with her. Hi, Mary. You're live on the air with Stars Maya. Go ahead and ask your one question.
Thank you. That's just who I wanted to talk to.
Good.
I have a closing on my home at the end of the month, and I've had a kind of a rocky path with some things breaking down, and I have some other issues here. And I haven't even found where I'm going. And I'm wondering if you see these things being cleared out and also anything about my new residence.
Okay, so you're, Mary, you're closing on your house, but if I'm understanding you correctly, you haven't found your next home yet. Is that what you're saying?
Yes. No,
okay,
I haven't.
You are. Everything is, my guys are telling me that there's a reason for everything, even if you don't know it, and that you need to just, obviously you need to keep looking, of course, but they're telling me that the timing is going to be perfect and there's a reason, and so just go with the flow and you are going to find a place, and it's not just going to be, you know, a last minute, oh, well, I'll just have to take this place because No, that's not going to happen. There's something special, and it's all about the timing. And so it might even be very close, and this is why maybe you called in, and this is why maybe I'm sharing this message. My guys are saying, don't panic. Even if it's a week before closing, you're not going to be forced somewhere you don't want to be. You're not going to be living with someone. You are going to find something that fits you that is even better than what you had expected in some way. I'm not sure if that means it's bigger, better neighborhood, less money, but they're telling me that this is a very, very positive outcome, but there's a reason why nothing has come up yet. So it could be that if you had already gotten something now, then this opportunity that's not quite available, you'd miss out on. So sometimes unanswered prayers or unanswered, you know, desires end up being blessings in disguise, and that's certainly what I'm seeing here. So everything is going to work out. All you need to do is have faith, believe, and just let divine timing take over, and you're going to be just fine. You're going to be a very happy person.
Oh, great. Did you say a week before closing I would find it?
I said even if.
Oh.
I said, so take yourself off the clock.
I see.
Because time, it like if you listen to the topic, I mentioned how we're on the clock. That's our society. But universe and divine and spiritual is not. So don't worry. Don't count the days. Don't count the weeks. Don't let that be pressure, because all it does is it's just negative energy that gets sent out to the universe. Instead, just continue to reassure yourself it's in divine, it's divine timing, and it's all going to work out as it's supposed to be. And really, it doesn't matter. As long as you get what you want and what you need and you're happy, it doesn't matter if it happens tomorrow or next week, as long as it's before you close, correct?
Right. Will they take my cats? I have two cats, a senior and a
You're not going to be, it's going to be everything that you need and you want, and you need and want your cats, so it has to accept the cats.
Wonderful. I'm having a few issues trying to get more help. The people that I thought were going to be helping right now are tied up with things. Do you think that'll move, be coming in too?
I don't think you're going to get all the help that you're expecting, so be prepared to do it a little bit alone. I mean, you will have some help, but, you know, it's probably not going to be ideal. So try to lower your expectations. That way, if people do come through at the last minute, you can feel grateful instead of feeling disappointed.
Okay.
And I thank you.
Packing very fast and as much as I can, but I'm kind of getting exhausted with it all.
Well, I imagine, yes.
It's a lot of work.
Exhausting. But it'll all be beneficial. It'll all be worth it. I mentioned before, once we get to that point where what we need or desire has been met, then everything that led up to that kind of melts away, and that's how it will be with you, Mary. I know it's tough right now. And I feel for you. I know it's a difficult time, but there is a positive outcome, so focus on that. I appreciate the call. God bless you, and you have a wonderful evening.
I'll let you know how it works out. Thank you so much, Stars.
Sounds good. Thank you, Mary.
Good night, Beth.
Thank you, Mary, and do go to the site. You know, you can always get an in-depth reading there at starswithazpsychics.com. Okay, my stars, thank you so much. Awesome job, of course, as usual. And I'll have to see what the next topic is going to be. But we will all be here and know that I love you guys very, very much. And I do want to thank those who are in the chat room tonight. We had quite a few, as a matter of fact. I don't know, maybe 14, 15, 16 people, so that's really good. So, and there's Leo. He said bye. That's our resident bird. He can't let me end the show without squawking anyways. So I love you guys, and I will see you all next week, okay?
Love you too.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.